Next.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This time of year, we're talking to a lot of organizations involved in helping people throughout the year, but finding out what's going on during the holiday season as well. Brian Trinkle here, Executive Director for Greater Douglas United Way. Thanks for coming in.
Good afternoon, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So I guess, first of all, let's just start off and ask about kind of the overall purpose of Greater Douglas United Way.
Greater Douglas United Way, we've been serving our community since 1954. Just kicked off our 68th anniversary annual giving campaign. We're all about raising resources for our local nonprofits, you know, people, money, stuff in our community, just to help those in need throughout
now,
our community.
When you go back to the early days, you know, it's kind of hard to believe it's been going that long.
Yeah, it really is. You know, 68 plus years ago, there were five local agencies here in our community: Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, the YMCA, Salvation Army, and American Red Cross. And the leaders at that time of those organizations came together and said, hey, rather than, you know, the five of us as organizations, as individuals going out asking for resources and funds for our needs, how about we form a community chest? So that was kind of the gist of it back then. Fast forward 68 years, we've been serving our community. We're now a part of the United Way Worldwide Network.
So the community chest, what's that game?
Monopoly.
Yeah, there's a Monopoly space.
Yes, there is.
It's
an actual card, the community chest. And that, it was in the late 1800s, I think in Denver, Colorado, where that whole community chest idea kind of birthed from, and they grew rapidly throughout the United States. And most of those community chests have grown into their communities, local United Ways.
So these needs, though they have certainly changed and evolved over the years, and every era has certain ones that maybe are unique, but the idea of people in a community helping their own community goes way back.
Yeah, it really does. You know, what we raise locally stays local. It's all about people being involved. You know, we always say it's better to give than to receive. And that's really the heart of, you know, Greater Douglas United Way and most local United Ways throughout communities, you know, across the nation. Just getting people involved, convening those groups and those individuals, businesses, organizations to rally together and meet the needs in their communities.
So talk about the help that's provided during the year through these various member agencies, because you've got a lot of them.
Yeah, we've got 24 member agencies. We've got them broken down into like three basic categories: basic needs, prevention support, and then crisis intervention services. From there, we've got them broken down even further into six distinct categories. But we've got agencies: American Red Cross, Feeding Umpqua, which is our local community food bank, Fish, Meals on Wheels, Salvation Army, St. Francis Community Kitchen, UCAN Housing. Those are our basic needs agencies. Our prevention support, ADAPT Youth Programs, Boy Scouts, Compassionate Friends, Girl Scouts, Phoenix School of Roseburg, Project Literacy, and our local YMCA. And then the crisis and intervention services, that's Common Ground Mediation, Connection Case Management, Douglas Cares, Douglas Resident Training Facilities, Family Development Center, Legal Aid, Options Counseling, Peace at Home Advocacy Center, Umpqua Homes Incorporated, and Umpqua Valley Disabilities Network. All of those agencies are solely focused on Douglas County and meeting the needs here in our community.
So covering really a lot of different arenas, talk about the basic needs category, because there have been times certainly in economic turbulence here in the Umpqua Valley and during COVID and other times where there's really an increased need for those organizations.
Yeah, there really is. And just basically, you know, the last couple two and a half years, just going through the pandemic, you know, it rocked everyone's world in different ways. But the basic needs category, you know, food and shelter, utility assistance, those types of things, those things that we most, I won't say most, but very often we kind of take those things for granted. You know, now that the economy is what it is, rising prices, those needs are that much more elevated now, just people struggling to make ends meet on a monthly basis.
Go over kind of your second category there and some of the things that is done there.
Yeah, prevention and support. We've got ADAPT, and they really focus, the youth programs really focus on getting into schools and helping with that intervention, just helping kids deal with whether it's bullying or addictions of some sort. They're just really there to just be another group of eyes, ears, hearts involved, just to help those students facing with whatever they're facing. You got those agencies that do some of those fun works, you know, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, the YMCA, and they're always out there doing great things for our kids, just helping mold our next generation of leaders. And then you got some of those agencies, Project Literacy. That's an obvious one. Just helping people with learning deficiencies and just kind of navigating life and certain barriers and disabilities. Compassionate Friends. That's an agency that's near and dear to my heart. They're a completely volunteer-led organization. Ann Stoltz, her heart behind that. It's to help individuals and families that have lost children to suicide. That's grown over the years to just help people in that whole grieving and healing process that have lost children unexpectedly.
Wow. And then your final category, really, with a lot of the crisis situations.
Yeah, Common Ground Mediation. They kind of help try to keep some of those neighborly, problems that we have across the backyard fence. Try to keep those types of issues, from going to the court system and just kind of bringing in a mediator to help make some of those relationships a little bit better. We've got Douglas Cares. We just had an event with them and for them last week. They help our community's youth that have been negatively impacted by sexual and physical abuse inside the home. So, you got legal aid, options counseling. It's just resources that are helping our families, both young and old, big and small, just deal with life. When life happens and things kind of go sideways for some of us, those agencies are there to help that path of recovery and healing.
So as you check around with other United Ways, each community varies a bit, but is this pretty representative of what United Way groups are doing around the country?
Yeah, it really is, especially in the smaller rural markets like here in Douglas County. Our programs are a lot alike in a lot of ways. You get into some of those larger areas, Eugene or even into Portland, Seattle, Chicago, Detroit. They all have those same types of issues, but they also have a lot more resources and a lot more agencies. But there are also some barriers that are a little bit more difficult to tackle than what we have at the local level. So big or small, those local United Ways are doing great works in their communities.
And I know years ago you talked about how Douglas County proportionately folks seem to be a lot more generous in a lot of places.
Yeah, I've lived in many, many communities over the year, from the Midwest all the way out here to the West Coast. And I've been here the longest here in Douglas County since 2000. Four of my five kiddos were born and raised here. It's home to us. But this is by far the most loving, generous, caring community I've lived in. And it's why we call it home.
All right, we're going to take a break, talk more about the work of Greater Douglas United Way when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1. Peter Greenberg with I Am Travel at 4 o'clock tomorrow on Inside Douglas County. We'll check in with State Senator, State Representative, soon-to-be State Senator Cedric Hayden on tomorrow's program. Brian Trinkle here from Greater Douglas United Way. A lot of groups locally have special needs going on, special things happening. What kinds of things can you talk about with some of the groups that you've been checking in with lately?
Well, yeah, I reached out after you contacted me, Kyle, and I just touched base with some of my agency directors from our member agencies, and I'll just share. Four of them responded real quick, and I'm just going to share with those. Robert with Boy Scouts, He said, I'd go with asking people to follow their hearts and give of their time, talents, and treasures to the organizations that are working to improve lives and to solve problems that matter to the listeners. Pick an issue, get involved in some way. Everyone can make some positive impact. I reached out to Thomas McGregor. He's the executive director of Phoenix School here in Roseburg, and this is what he said. For the education sector, I would recommend folks recharge their batteries during this holiday season and think about in 2023 looking to find a way to mentor kids and or volunteer in any capacity with youth programming. There are so many youth who are in need of greater direct positive connections with adults to mitigate the impacts of the recent pandemic. Odd times created odd behaviors, and one-on-one developmental relationships will be the key to helping our kids bounce back.
You know, I've been doing some reading on that topic, and I've got a lot more to do. A book that I was given a while back that I've just sort of glossed through, but, you know, the 20 to 22 period had so many challenges. Everybody's familiar with that. But for people who were kids during that time, especially maybe even more on the teenage side, but really all the way through, it seems like maybe even some fundamental lifelong changes. This is, you know, if you grew up during this, this is kind of like growing up during the Depression or growing up in the middle of, you know, Vietnam War or something. I mean, there were just elements to that that are going to shape and mold you. And some of the negative aspects of that are going to take a lot of time and work to kind of shift.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it obviously negatively impacted all of us at all ages. But I was just talking with a couple of local elementary principals here in Douglas County, and they had to spend this past summer with their first, second, third grade teachers coming up with a curriculum to help those students with emotions. Because a lot of those students, if they were able to go to school, they were masked up the entire time. They don't know a difference between a smile or a frown. It's a bad deal all the way around, and I don't think we'll truly know some of these impacts for decades down the road once these kids start, you know, growing up and they're at a point in their lives where they're, you know, stepping out on their own. It's a tough deal. But I know that our teachers, both in our public schools and our private schools, are doing the right thing. They're focused on doing what they can to better improve our children's lives.
Talk about a couple of the other organizations you heard from.
Yeah, David from the Fish Food Pantry. He's the director there. He said, here at Fish and other pantries, the holiday season is always busy with new clients in need, along with the rising cost of foods and transport. We are always gearing up to meet those needs. The community at large can help through giving, not just during these holiday times, but to look further downstream into the months of January and February, where oftentimes we see a drop off in donations and participation. Putting three donation dates on your calendar is a great way to prompt you to look during those off times at where you might be able to have an impact even more.
That's a good idea. You know, sometimes because there is a big emphasis during the holidays, everybody understands why. But January, February could be really rough for some of these groups.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's easy, you know, it's human nature to kind of overextend ourselves, especially financially during the holidays. And there's always those needs, you know, people needing assistance with food and you know, utilities, prescriptions, and that we've got several people calling on a consistent basis from, you know, working families in our community that are now needing assistance with gas just to get to and from work. So it's great to be involved throughout the year, not just, you know, during the holiday time, but it's great to be involved. It takes all of us to make our community what it is.
Looks like you got one more there.
I got one last one, and it was Melanie Prumer from Peace at Home Advocacy Center. And here's what she wrote. She said, leaving an abusive relationship can feel even more daunting, especially during the holidays. The fear of being homeless with your children and your pets without connection, support, and the comforts of your belongings can feel much harder than staying. Peace at Home shelter program provides a sense of belonging, community, and support. It feels nice in the winter to come home and sleep in your own warm bed where you feel safe and you can become rejuvenated. Good sleep helps with the healing process and helps us better manage all of the other stressors. We hope people can support Peace at Home's shelter community through volunteerism throughout the year or by giving the gift of new bedding. This is a gift that can go with a family when they find permanent housing.
All right. Well, a lot of different organizations there to help. Now, recently you did, I think it was last week, brought back your pajamas, pancakes event. How'd that go?
It went very, very well. I was under the weather, so I stayed back so I didn't spread my germs. But we had over 100 youth and their families show up for that event where they were able to get a great breakfast for dinner. Sausage, pancakes, bacon, all the fixings. They were able to get a good game of bowling in with their family members and siblings. And then they were able to go back and hang out with my wife and the all-loving Santa and get a keepsake pick as they left. So it was a great event. It raised some funds for our local member agencies. Those in attendance also brought in a brand new stuffed animal, and all of those stuffed animals are going to Douglas Cares to help prepare a care package for those youth that are coming into their program that have been physically and sexually abused, just kind of a way to help offer a little bit of healing for that recovery process.
And I bet it felt good to do one of those events again.
Yeah, it was our third annual. We had taken the last 2 years off due to COVID, but it was great to get back. The Smith family, they're great hearts, great organization, great food, great facilities. They reached out, Mariah reached out to Kelly and I again and said, hey, can we be a part of it? It was hands down. We had great sponsors that were there that helped make that event take place. And rumor has it that Santa, when he's done doing his Christmas duties this year, that he may be making an appearance sometime this summer in a Christmas in July event. So we're trying to get him to make a commitment to come back here in Roseburg sometime in July.
Wow. Well, it would be certainly warmer here.
It would be. And I heard he has some surf shorts and a kind of Hawaiian Christmas shirt to go with it. So we're hopefully going to have some fun with Santa come July as well.
I'll have to watch for him the next time I'm in Maui, apparently.
Yes.
So talk about how United Way raises funds overall. I mean, we went back to this original community chest concept of everybody kind of working together. So how do you make this happen?
The majority of our funds come through the payroll deduction program with people through their employers. We do have people that give one-time gifts, whether it's a check, cash, retirees stopping in the office. But the majority of our campaign comes from the working citizens of Douglas County through payroll deduction. That makes up about 99% of our campaign. And it generates a ton of money. I mean, we're over $1 million for, 5, 6, 7 years now. And we couldn't do it without our working citizens in Douglas County.
And then how do you figure out exactly which agencies make sure they're doing things, the right way and fiscally prudent and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, so with it being a community campaign, I can't force people to give. It's, I just have to be able to be a good ambassador for United Way, tell the great stories that what our member agencies are doing in our community. Hopefully that tugs on the strings of people's hearts and they feel led to give. With it being the community's campaign, we also rely on our community to help us decide how those local funds are going to be distributed to our member agencies. So I'm in the process right now, this time of year, kind of organizing our volunteer committees. We call them our allocations teams. We've got 6 teams that go out and do a site visit. It's kind of a mini audit, and they go out and they make sure that those agencies are staying true to their mission and being good stewards with the funding they receive. We hear the great works that they're doing, and then those volunteer teams come back to our office and they make those decisions and make those recommendations to our board.
All right, Brian Trinkle, Executive Director of Greater Douglas United Way. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day, Douglas County.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.